More choices for drivers filling up at the pump. When filling up at your local gas station, there's generally a blend of 10% ethanol and 90% gasoline. There are many vehicles on the road now that could run on a higher ethanol blend, from so-called E15 on up to 85% ethanol.
Folks can't buy the fuel if it's not available.
That was Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack in Florida 1 year ago announcing the then new program called Biofuel Infrastructure Partnership, or BIP. It would combine grant money from USDA with money from state governments or private groups to help gas stations pay the high costs of putting in new storage tanks and new blender pumps for the higher ethanol fuels. Just recently, at a station in Virginia,
this station is just one important piece of a broader national effort to expand our ethanol infrastructure throughout our country.
Acting Deputy Secretary of Ag Michael Skews at a Sheetz convenience store and gas station. Sheetz has over 500 stores, mostly in the Mid-Atlantic and Midwest. The station here offering, for the first time, 15% ethanol blended gas on up to E85. Sheetz Company Vice President Mike Lorenz told reporters,
"We wouldn't have 10 stores currently open in Virginia selling E15 and E85 if it weren't for the USDA's Biofuels Infrastructure Partnership grant."
And Michael Skews says the BIP program is a
$100 million program to be matched either by states or by the private sector to do infrastructure at our service stations around the United States so that they could supply our consumers with blends of E15 or higher.
21 states, including Florida, and several private groups have contributed to the effort that would nearly double the number of pumps nationwide, supplying a variety of
lower cost, cleaner, American-made fuels.
For the pumps already supplying these blends, prices are around 40 cents a gallon cheaper than the regular unleaded gas. I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.